91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero. A new online hospital rating tool shows Canadian hospitals saw more improvement in their quality performances and finances over the past few years. The data is compiled by the Canadian Institute for Health Information. Vice President Jeremy Velliard explains why the project was undertaken. Hospitals have access to the data for the past 18 months, but the Health Statistics Institute has made the tool available to the public, and early traffic was so heavy the site crashed Wednesday afternoon.
We see that for most of the indicators we publish, there is actually progress over the last 4 years, because we have 4 years worth of data. We think that by giving this information to healthcare professionals, it's going to accelerate improvement in a more pointed way.
After months of sagging or even falling employment, the economy created jobs in a big way last month. Canadian reporter Don Kelly looks at what's behind the gain.
Gain was about 8 times what analysts had expected. It was strong enough to drop the jobless rate 2 notches to 7.2%. Private sector gains outpaced the government sector 2-1. The vast majority of the new jobs came in Ontario and Quebec, both provinces with struggling economies.
The majority of the new jobs come from Ontario and Quebec, also were broadly spread throughout the industries. Testimony in London continues today of a man accused in the slaying of 8-year-old Tory Stafford. Michael Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Today, the Crown says they will hear about the search warrant executed at Rafferty's house. The jury was shown photos Wednesday in court that police took while searching the home of Terry Lynn McClintock, Rafferty's ex-girlfriend. A constitutional battle of wills is underway between Ottawa and Quebec over the National Gun Registry. The bill to scrap the long gun registry is expected to become the law this afternoon. And Federal Public Safety Minister Vic Taves says unless a court orders him to stop the process, the government will begin destroying data from the registry as soon as possible after the bill comes into effect.
Safety Minister Vic Taves says unless a court orders him to stop the process, the government will begin destroying the data the moment the bill comes into effect.
As soon as the legislation is passed, there is a requirement to destroy the data.
That process would begin just after midnight tonight. Quebec government lawyers say they need a court order to save the information, arguing that destroying it would be unconstitutional. It's not clear when the judge intends to rule. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That process would begin just after midnight tonight. Quebec lawyers argue destroying the data would be unconstitutional, and they meet in court in Montreal today. The CBC has announced a wide array of changes following last week's federal budget demand that they slash 10% of their spending. While the Harper Conservatives have made no secret of their desire to chop the public broadcaster's budget, the CBC's president, Hubert Lacroix, says he won't speculate on the motive. The cuts to the CBC were part of the government's wide spending reductions totaling $5.2 billion.
Parliament came down with a decision to take $115 million out of our service, out of our budget. It's going to affect our services. It's going to affect the way we connect with Canadians. Our job now is to take this in, adjust, and move on.
The CBC says news and entertainment programming will be affected, but there will be no aim to protect the marquee programs, including hockey. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he wants to see all the new Democrats demand for backing up the minority Liberals on the budget. McGuinty says he doesn't want to respond to the series of one-offs ideas from NDP leader Andrea Horvath and urged her to present all the party's demands at once. The Liberals need at least 2 NDP votes to pass the budget. The Conservatives have vowed to oppose the budget, and if the government is defeated, that would trigger another election. The spokesperson for the United Nations Arab League envoy, Kofi Annan, says Syria is claiming it has already begun troop withdrawals in some areas. Ahmed Fawzi has the story.
Syrian government will have completed its withdrawal from populated centers, the withdrawal of military units, that it will have stopped moving any military units into cities.
The Syrian government blames violence on terrorist gangs and says some of 300 members of the security forces have been killed. Former Health Minister George Smitherman is pointing the finger at health barricades in Ontario's air ambulance service scandal. Smitherman says the Ministry of Health should have seen the red flags of Orange before it came under fire in the media and the legislature a legislative committee looking into allegations of questionable business deals and high executive salaries at Orange. Smitherman told the committee yesterday he regrets what happened at the agency, which is facing a criminal probe. Israel is blaming Egypt for a rocket attack in an Israeli resort next to the Sinai Desert. Reporter Mark Lavi has more from Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the Sinai Desert a terror zone. It adds to tensions between Egypt and Israel. They've been increasing since the fall of the Hosni Mubarak regime a year ago in Egypt and the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood there.
No injuries have been reported in the overnight strike against Eilat, an abnormally tranquil Red Sea vacation spot. Eilat is set to be welcome thousands of visitors this weekend for the Passover holiday. Oakland Police Chief now says a different female administrator was the intended target of a gunman who killed six students and an employee at a Christian college. Police Chief Howard Jordan declined to reveal what led to the conclusion or alleged target, with saying she fears for her own safety.
He didn't go into at all who it was or details about the connection between the two.
The 47-year-old suspect was a former nursing student at the university. That's 91X News to 103. John Baldrick has sports next.
All right, team, that was great. If we keep this up, we'll make it to the finals.
So, Dad, how about a reward? You could take us out for lunch.
You got it. It's pizza time at Brenda's Pizza Factory. I can feed the entire team delicious, healthy homemade food without breaking the bank. What do you say, boys?
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with three locations to serve you. In Belleville, call 968-3336, and in Napanee, 354-3000.
Good afternoon. I'm John Baldrick with 91X Sports. It's opening day around the majors today, as 14 teams are in action. The Toronto Blue Jays kick off the season in Cleveland as they take on the Indians. Ricky Romero gets a start for the Jays as Cleveland counters with Justin Masterson. Game time is 3:05. Elsewhere, the Red Sox play the Tigers, the Braves travel to New York to take on the Mets, and it's a divisional matchup as the Dodgers take on San Diego. Well, it may officially be opening day today. Two teams have already started their season. The Miami Marlins opened their new ballpark with a 4-1 loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. World Series MVP David Freese went 3-for-4 with two RBIs, while pitcher Kyle Loesch took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Marlins pitcher Josh Johnson allowed 10 hits over six innings, while prized free agent acquisition Jose Reyes went 2-for-4. It was a light night with only two games in the NHL last night, neither of which had significant playoff implications. Montreal beat Tampa Bay 5-2, where Eric Cole and Max Pacioretty had two goals apiece. In the other contest, Detroit erased a two-goal third-period deficit to defeat the St. Louis Blues in a shootout. Johan Franzen had two goals, while Todd Bertuzzi scored the shootout winner. The Toronto Raptors are now owners of a two-game winning streak. Andrea Bargnani scored 24 points to lead Toronto to a 99-78 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors got one back against Philly after suffering a 97-62 blowout loss to the Sixers in January. Jose Calderon chipped in with a double-double, while Elton Brand and Jrue Holiday each had 20 points for the 76ers. Canada's nine-game win streak at the World Men's Curling Championship is over. Glenn Howard dropped a 9-7 decision to New Zealand's Peter DeBoer in the afternoon draw. It was the first loss of the competition for the veteran Ontario skip, who had already wrapped up the top seed. Howard fell to 9-1, while New Zealand strengthened its playoff chances by improving to 7-4. Howard will close out the round-robin play against China later today. The top four teams will make the playoffs, and tiebreakers will be played on Friday if necessary. It appears that the UFC 146 lineup may be in need of some shuffling. Heavyweight Alistair Overeem has failed his pre-fight drug test. Overeem's testosterone levels were significantly elevated. He was scheduled to fight champion Junior Dos Santos at the upcoming event, but may be pulled if he cannot get licensed to fight in Nevada. UFC 146 takes place on May 21st. Bolton manager Owen Cole says Fabricio Muamba has started walking again less than 3 weeks after his on-field heart attack during the FA quarterfinals. The former England under-21 midfielder has been in London Chest Hospital since collapsing on March 17th. His heart stopped beating for 78 minutes, but Cole says he has already done some short periods of walking down the corridor, he is taking steps, and talking with a big smile. Muamba only left his bed and began eating again last week. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, here's Dan Canatero with 91x Weather.
Today's weather is clearing near noon. Tonight will be clear also, with wind going 20 kilometers an hour, with a light this evening and low of minus 2. At 12:07, it's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Dan Canatero with John Boldrick. News is next at 1.